Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. We announce to the congregation that it has pleased the Lord to take out of the midst of the congregation yesterday morning by the hand of death a John Overeem at the age of 89 years old. To that end, let us sing of Psalter 281, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Mindful of our human frailty is the God in whom we trust, he whose years are everlasting, he remembers we are dust. And what follows, Psalter 281, the first three stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word which we wish to read together, can be found in Acts 22, the verses 1 through 16. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Acts 22, the first 16 verses. Men, brethren and fathers, hear ye my defense, which I make now unto you. And when they heard that he spake in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silence, and he saith, I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into presence of both men and women. And also the high priest doth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them, which were there bound unto Jerusalem, for to be punished. And it came to pass that, as I made my journey, and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon, as suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me, and I fell unto the ground, and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light, and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise, and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man, according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him. And he said, The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see thy just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise, and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer the mourning family of the late Jan Overeem, and also the family Van de Wall, John and Gary Van de Wall, with the death this morning of their mother, Emily Van de Wall, at the age of 77 years in Chilliwack, British Columbia. And then also yesterday evening, the grandmother of Kathy Van de Wall, Lorena Engelsma, at the age of 101, also of British Columbia, in Chilliwack. And then further, Mrs. Monica Niels, who had her surgery this past week and still remains in the hospital. And Leah, the infant daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Jordan Niels, who was still in NICU. And Angela Clark, who hopes to remember her birthday in this week. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, we and our children were privileged to see the dawn of another day. Then thou wast graciously given another Lord's day. And then thou wast yet made a difference where there is no difference. where it displeased thee early yesterday morning by the cold hand of death, to take out of the midst of a family circle a dear husband, a father, grandfather, great-grandfather, and further family member. For him it has become eternity. We remember the mourning family, especially her, who has now become a widow. O Lord, do remember and do uphold her with the whole family circle. And may this calling be sanctified. Then other families, they have received the message that it is pleased thee to take out of the family circle a beloved mother, further family member. Wilt thou remember and uphold that mourning family? And one of those mourning families has also received the tiding that their grandmother at a very high age has went away of all flesh. Lord, teach us all to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom's ways. Then thou grantest in the realm of nature many a preacher, the trees with the leaves, where they are falling off, and at the end there shall come a time that there shall not be a single leaf left. And so it is written in thy word, that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. And now, Lord, thou granteth this precious time of grace, that we may be given to seek thee, to find thee, and to be washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is written in thy word that thou wast looked down from heaven to see if there was even one that was seeking thee, and thou wast found none. And therefore, Lord, we humbly ask thee, thou usest the means, thou gatherest thy church by word and by spirit. May the proclamation of thy word be used to that end. May that have been the prayers of many should be of all, that this day would be a day of thy sovereign good pleasure personally for our loved ones, and in the midst of the congregation. Thou wast promised in thy word that as long as the sun and the moon endure, that they shall fear thee throughout all generations. Wilt thou be mindful of thy people? Wilt thou speak a word? Grant a token of thy favor. And may in this morning hour, when the sacrament of holy baptism hopes to be administered, may it be indeed used for the strengthening of the faith of thy people, when they may see the water sprinkled by an eye of faith to be given to behold the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And word is written in thy word that it cleanses from all sin. Lord, wilt thou remember these fathers and mothers in this special and in this solemn morning, when they may present their little one in a special way before thee, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant and thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads. Then in the past, then thou wast spared life, and then thou wast given life. And Lord, then it has been experienced how short that the stewardship can be. Were one of these fathers and mothers, where they were called upon in the past year to bring their firstborn daughter to the grave, thou wast blessed them with another child. Wilt thou remember them in this day in a special way, where they have also received the tidings that a grandmother, a great-grandmother, and also a great-great-grandmother has exchanged time for eternity, then we are given to see that one generation goeth and another cometh. Lord, wilt thou remember all the fathers and mothers with their precious little gift? Oh, wilt thou grant unto them all those moments that they may become so small and be given to be wonder all thy mercies and all thy goodness, the father and mother whom thou wast blessed in their married life for the first time with a little child, and the other parents by renewal. Thou knowest how they have come up to thy house. Ah, may they have begged of thee that thou may do for their little child and for their children what they cannot do, what those little children cannot do themselves, but that thou wilt show them mercy and that thou wilt grant what is signified in the sacrament of holy baptism. And, our Lord, may they have be given to beg of thee with the oath which they hope to make by the first time and by renewal. Oh, that their eyes may be upon thee, and that the instruction, when thou sparest, that it may be blessed, and that it may be used for the coming of thy kingdom. Wilt thou grant unto us and our children that we become not overly discouraged, Lord. Wilt thou grant that we may be given to repent and turn unto thee. Wilt thou magnify thy grace that it may be heard among the younger ones, among the middle-aged and the elderly ones, that sons and daughters are born in Zion. Then we commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou graciously watch over them? Remember the barren, those that desire more children. It is all known unto thee. We commend unto thee the grandparents and the great-grandparents with their blessing and with their responsibility. We commend unto thee the little infant daughter in the hospital. Then thou continues to give improvement and growth. Oh, may the time soon arrive that father and mother may take their precious little gift to their dwelling. May she be a child of many prayers. Lord, wilt thou remember all the mourning ones in the midst of the congregation? And then we commend unto thee our Bethesda, where they are also grieving the loss of another resident. Oh, wilt thou remember all the residents? And wilt thou remember the staff and in the midst of the callings, that it may be heard that thou art mightily working also in that place by thy Holy Spirit, that poor sinners may be brought to the saving knowledge of thy dear Son. Lord, we commend unto thee the mother, after two postponements, that she has underwent surgery, then thou hast helped her out, thou hast helped her through. Then we humbly ask thee, wilt thou grant further healing and strengthening, that she may soon return with her husband to her dwelling with her little child. And, Lord, then in their young lives, then thou wert speaking in a special way, my son, my daughter, give me thy heart. Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care? Remember the crosses, remember the burdens. And now, Lord, may it please thee to bless us, to bless thy holy word, bless the reading of the form which our forefathers have put together based upon thy holy word. Wilt thou grant thy gracious help? May it be an unforgettable service. May the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. We shall now read the form for the administration of holy baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This the dipping in or sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God, and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us, that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us, and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us, that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes through weakness fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal, an undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, and their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the Apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2 verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith. And therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant, and parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O Almighty and Eternal God, thou who hast, according to thy severe judgment, punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood, and hast, according to thy great mercy, saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son, Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death and be raised with him in newness of life, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may with a comfortable sense of thy favor leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without tear before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used for that end and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded. You are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore as members of his church ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church, to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children, when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power, what is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation, Father the cock, Mother the cock, Father Grisnick, Mother Grisnick, Father Ludemann, Mother Ludemann, Father Van de Veen, and Mother Van den Veen. Parents, when you may stand here in this morning hour, then you have many reasons to acknowledge the Lord. Where the Lord has blessed your married life by the first time and by renewal with the birth of a little child, I hope there have been times, parents, that you have sprinkled your little one with your tears, an impression of the goodness of the Lord, but also an impression, a soul, a child, with a soul for that never-ending eternity. And then for the father and mother, the cock, your thoughts shall multiply in this morning hour where you have experienced the last time so shortly when you have held your firstborn, to receive the sacrament, and shortly thereafter, it has pleased the Lord to take your little one away. And then in this morning, you have received the message, the death, great-grandmother, and the death of a great-great-grandmother, then it is being fulfilled, that one generation cometh and another goeth. And now in this morning hour, then you may be privileged. Hope you have thought and prayed much about it. When you may present your little child before the Lord in a special way, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant and the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost upon their little forehead. Then I read in Matthew 19, and that is also recorded in Mark 10 and in Luke 18, that there were those that have brought their little children, their infants, to Jesus, that he may place their hands upon them, that he may pray for them. And then we read that Jesus has even done more, that he has taken those little children up in his arms. Fathers and mothers, how has it now been in the past week and this morning? May you now resemble those that have brought those children to Jesus, even in a small way, that you have begged of the Lord that he may early take possession of the little heart of your child, that it may be a seed to be blessed, where we read the promise in Isaiah 44, the verses 3 and 4, I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring, and they shall grow up as grass in the willows by the water courses. Oh, have you begged of the Lord that he may also put his hands upon your little child, and that he may bless your child for body and for soul, oh, to be saved by grace, to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of his dear Son? Then it is necessary for the work of the Holy Spirit. And not only this morning, but may you continually awe those little children. They cannot think for themselves, they cannot pray, and therefore you are called to be their mouthpiece. The Lord, bind the solemnity of life upon your hearts, have experienced that the stewardship, that it can be so short, and that stewards must give an account. Oh, may it please the Lord in this morning to grant a little instruction from the sacrament of holy baptism. It tells us that our children are unclean, but that the water that washes the dirt away from our body, so the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that cleanses his people from all their sins. And parents, not only the possibility, but then it is declared in this morning hour that the Lord is remembering his covenant, and that he shall work from generation to generation, a great privilege, a great blessing to be under that external covenant. But it must become a personal matter, and fathers and mothers, what your little one needs, that you also need. We live in solemn and serious times. The Lord help and remember you with your oath. Oh, pray and be careful that you be not as those disciples because those disciples have brought those that have brought their children to Jesus. We can be obstacles in many ways when we speak negatively of the service of the Lord that we speak. Oh, it is true, we must speak that he is so just and so holy, but that he is also good doing, and that with our example that we are not stumbling blocks. You have been the means to bring this little child upon this earth to begin its journey to eternity. May you also be the means that you may be used in the way of instruction, and we cannot convert our children but accompanied by the work of the Spirit. The Lord has promised that it shall not return void. May you be given to experience and to behold in the midst of the family circles the wonderful works of free and sovereign grace. You may be seated. Our grandparents and great-grandparents, then also a special morning for you, when you may behold that of your seed, that they may receive the sign and the seal of the covenant. And now we have mentioned the portions of Scriptures, Matthew 19, Mark 10, and Luke 18. There it is not specified fathers and mothers and who have brought those little children to Jesus with a desire and prayer that he would take them up and that he would bless them. Thus, grandparents and great-grandparents, then we read in each of the Gospels, they. Thus, that is wider than fathers and mothers, and may you be privileged as grandparents and great-grandparents, that you may also bring of your seed in the presence of Jesus. Think of Elijah when he has received that dead son of that widow of Zarephath. Then what has he done? Then he has placed that child upon his bed, and then he has prayed to the Lord. Then grandparents and great-grandparents, then you have much work to do. And concerning our seed, then many times it is so, when concerning our seed, that there are those that are sick, or those that are naughty, or those that are becoming prodigal sons and daughters, that they are laid before the Lord. But it is so necessary that each of our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, that they may be personally, what a blessed exercise that is. And then I think grandparents and great-grandparents, where many have a great seed, then there is much work to do, and I know a true prayer has to be given, but even in an outward way, that we may be busy. Oh, what a blessing it is when the Lord grants those special exercises at the throne of grace, even greater upon a promise that he has given, that we may be given to earnestly beg the Lord that he may work from generation to generation. And now, fathers and mothers, then by renewal you have heard the oaths which you have made in the past, and we shall keep it short. But let us only mention, because the Lord willing, in 8 days, then catechism classes hope to resume. And then you have promised in the first place, first you have the responsibility. There also helps, and that is also the catechism class. And then we ask you, fathers and mothers, that you see to it. I hope, young people, that you do your best. For the one it is easier than the other, we know that. But to put forth an honest effort to memorize, and that the parents may see that it is so, and what else? That fathers and mothers, that they take an interest what their children are studying in catechism, that they may be given to ask. And that requires work, fathers of mothers, because then it is possible that your children, that they would be given to speak of things where your mind is not so clear. And therefore, how profitable it is, fathers and mothers, when your children are in catechism, that you take the question book of Reverend Hellenbroek and that you review it, what you have learned when you were young, and in that way that you may be enabled to speak to your children that is all included in the oath which you have made with the baptism of your children. May it please the Lord to use the sacrament in this morning for the strengthening of the faith of his people. We ask the congregation to sing while the children are being brought in from Psalter 425, stanza 4. Ye seed from Abraham descended, to whom his favors were extended. And what follows? 425, the fourth stanza. Wesley Richard, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Zoe Kinsley, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Reuben Peter, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Ella Jane, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now arise and sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza. Let us close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise thee that thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through thy Holy Spirit as members of thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech thee, through the same Son of thy love, that thou wilt be pleased always to govern these baptized children by thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only teacher, King and High Priest Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil and his whole dominion, to the end that they may eternally praise and magnify thee, and thy Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Psalter 241, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 7. My song forever shall record the tender mercies of the Lord. Thy faithfulness will I proclaim, and every age shall know thy name. And what follows, Psalter 241, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 7. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Acts 22, verse 16, where God's word and our text reads thus: "And now, why tarriest thou? Arise, and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Our text words speak of the baptism of Saul. Four short thoughts in the first place: what preceded his baptism? Secondly, the hesitation concerning his baptism. Thirdly, the significance of his baptism. And fourthly, what accompanied his baptism. The baptism of Saul, what preceded his baptism, the hesitation concerning his baptism, the significance of his baptism, and what accompanied his baptism. Beloved congregation, in the last weeks then we have heard of the wonderful works of free and sovereign grace magnified in the life of Saul, that as the chiefest of sinners, that he was saved. And then we have not spoken so much of his baptism, and to that end, then in this morning hour, to consider it a little more fully. In Acts 9, Luke the historian, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, then there were only a few words written, because we read in the 18th verse, "and was baptized." That is a point to consider for us and our children. Oh, in the life of Saul, then it was an unforgettable time. It had a rich meaning, but must it be said of us fathers and mothers concerning our children, a few words: "And he," "she," "was baptized," "received the certificate," "put it in the drawer," and that you cannot say so much more. Or have there been those baptisms that more could be said, not so short? "And he," "she," "was baptized," but that it was an unforgettable time. What preceded, what went before? This congregation, when the Lord grants those special things, they shall not be forgotten. What took place at the baptism itself, and also what followed thereafter. It is true, in our text words, it concerns adult baptism in this morning hour. Then the baptism was administered to little children. But then from our text words and from the context, then we can draw many beautiful lines and glean much instruction. And also parents and congregation for examination. Then both in our text words and in this morning, then the sacrament has been preceded by a birth. Of course, different. A natural birth, And in the life of Saul, it was a rebirth. And before that has taken place in the life of Saul, then many prayers were sent up into heaven, because Saul, you know what, boys and girls, he was coming to the church to arrest people, especially the preachers and the consistory, but also other loyal followers, because we have heard it, all those that called on the name of Jesus, no pity, because we have heard it, men, women, mothers with children, the mercies of the wicked, they are so cruel, and that they would be transported to Jerusalem and there to be tried and perhaps put to death. Thus, what a prayers have been sent up, all from the church, concerning the coming of his kingdom and the glory of his name. What a blessing it is when that may also be so in the life of parents, when you are expecting a child. The Lord makes all things well. May please give a healthy, well-born child. And then how necessary, we read in Judges 13, that Manoah and his wife, they have become very exercised with a child would be born. They have said to the Lord, how must we honor, how must we bring up, how must we order the child? Thus both baptisms after a birth, and then also concerning baptism, what has taken place in the life of Saul, questions that he has asked, who art thou, Lord? It's also a necessary prayer and question for baptism. Lord, wilt thou show us by thy Spirit who thou art? But also the riches that are declared in the sacrament of holy baptism. What wilt thou have me to do? That is a fitting question. Oh, we have heard it out of the form. What are calling his fathers and mothers? And then the Lord has said unto Saul that he must go to Damascus, and there it shall be told him what he must do. And so, fathers and mothers, the Lord tells him this morning, you must come to church. You have heard it. What you must do, then we hear it. If it may be right, I hope, parents, that this baptism, that it shall not be simply said, as we read in Acts 9, of course it was written by Luke the historian, also by the inspiration, that it shall not be simply, my son, my daughter was baptized, but that there may be more. Oh, to be given to beg, to know who the Lord is, and when the Lord truly works by his Spirit, then we shall be given to ask the Lord, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Also concerning my little child, go to Damascus. Then the Lord says, come up to God's house, and there it shall be told thee what thou must do. We have spoken already concerning catechism. It could be broadened out. I read in Proverbs 22, verse 6, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart. Go to Damascus. Then the Lord tells us, go to my word, and there it shall be told thee what thou must do. And then this text concerning baptism, then it follows in verse 14. There it speaks of who the Lord is. The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. Thus then in verse 14 it speaks of Christ as the just one. And when we speak of that word just, then in the first place that the Lord is perfectly righteous, holy, and just, and that he must punish all our sins. That is in the context of baptism. We have heard it out of the explanation. And the first question asked that our children, that they are conceived and born in sin, but also concerning that just one, oh, that he has come upon the earth, that he has assumed our human nature, no original and no actual sin, and therefore a suffering and death that was as a substitute that was for his people. Those riches are declared in the sacrament of holy baptism. Oh, in the scriptures, then it is stressed in different times that Christ was just. Then we read of the wife of Pontius Pilate that she has received the dream and that she has sent the message to her husband, have nothing to do with that just man. Oh, Pontius Pilate, he has washed his hands and he has declared in Matthew 27 verse 24, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. Peter, after the day of Pentecost in Acts 3 verse 14, then he has said unto the Jewish people, but ye deny the Holy One and Just One. And in 1 Peter 3 verse 18, Christ has suffered for sins, the just for the unjust. Oh, and that term, that just one, that declares the wonderful works of the Lord, that there is salvation for the chiefest of sinners. Thus, parents, with the baptism of Saul, it was different. He was older. But you were also maybe the same age as Saul when he was converted. It is not written in the Bible, but then much has preceded. Prayer, a rebirth, questions, answers. He was brought in that street straight. That is so necessary for the sacrament. That in an experiential way that we are brought in that street straight and learn that we cannot save ourselves. Our second thought, the hesitation concerning his baptism. And then it was told unto Saul, and now why tarriest thou? Thus that implies that in the life of Saul, that there was a hesitation concerning to be baptized. Why is that? Has a soul not experienced the wonderful things of the Lord? We have heard in the past week that the scales were fallen from his eyes and that he was given to behold that precious gospel and the beloved Son of God, that therein lies the salvation for the chiefest of sinners. But now, is it now not remarkable? Oh, then surely in Ananias and in the church that he was instructed in the things of the Lord also concerning of the meaning of the sacrament of baptism, because Saul was in the time of transition. Oh, before when he heard that those people were despised, then he thought those poor people, that they are so ignorant, they are being deceived. But now, in the life of Saul, the Lord has wrought so wonderfully upon him. Nevertheless, it is clear, because it was said unto him, Saul, why tarriest thou? Why is there now a certain hesitation? Why do you think that was, congregation? Oh, for Saul, it is true. When a person is brought from a deceitful or a strange religion, think of Martin Luther. The doctrine of the Roman Catholic was so deeply instilled that he had to do something. penance, and many other things. Then what a struggle that Luther had. What a tears and what a prayers were sent up that the Lord may cause that light to shine brighter and brighter. We believe that in the life of Saul, that he was led so clearly in the mysteries of the gospel, that in a moment, in a very short time, that it has been so beautiful opened up to him, that he was given to experience, that everything that he was taught, concerning the works of the law, being a Pharisee, that he could be saved. He has learned, by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Saul has learned so clearly that if he had to add one work and one sigh, it would be forever done, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sins. And yet, and why tarriest thou? What do you think was the reason? We may believe that for a Saul, that it was such a wonder. And he has felt himself so unworthy, a persecutor. Few days ago, on the way to Damascus, concerning that letter, it is not written in God's word, not necessary to know where that letter was and what has happened, but a Saul, so suddenly, so unexpectedly, in the midst of the church, a persecutor, such a one. Then to be baptized. When Ananias says, "Brother Saul," he was joined to the family of God. "I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts." Then a Saul, he was given to make that good choice, but he felt himself as such a little brother, in the midst of that church that has been on the narrow way for a certain time. That humility had seemed to be so great that for such a one, because with that baptism, that is true, that was the desire of Saul, because with his baptism in the day of persecution was more than this morning, parents. But in the time of Saul, if you would be baptized, then you openly confess, then you have made a choice to join that persecuted church, and thus you would also be persecuted. Then a Saul was given to make a confession. It was so great, was so wonderful. Why tarriest thou? That still happened in the congregation. Parents, was there now a little tarrying that you have spoken together and that you have said, "Should we just wait a little while? Must obey. It's a royal command. It's the command of the king, the seed of the covenant. Great privilege and a great blessing, but so insufficient, the past oaths, so impossible that there is a speaking, a hesitation. But that you have said to one another, let us then bow our knees and ask the Lord for his gracious help, because our child needs to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant in obedience to the Lord under the external administration of the covenant." Our third thought, the significance of his baptism. And then the church said to Saul, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins." Then maybe there are boys and girls that say that was a strange expression by the church to say, "Saul, do not tarry. Arise, be baptized, that your sins may be washed away. This text that is mentioned by our instructors of our Heidelberg Catechism in Lord's Day 26 and 27. What are we now to understand? And wash away thy sins. It's Ananias then saying, Saul, be now baptized, and through baptism your sins shall be washed away. No, that is not the meaning, because Saul has already experienced the Holy Ghost has come upon him. He has experienced that the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin. Oh, it is clear. Sacrament is a sign. A sign cannot be the thing signified. To give an example for our boys and girls, if you have a sign along a road, the name of a city tells us where it is. Can even be that a picture of that city is on that sign. But then that sign is not the city. That sign just tells us how to get to that city. Thus it cannot be that the sacrament is the washing away of sins. Ah, we have many examples in the Bible of those that were circumcised, baptized, Esau, Simon the sorcerer, and that were unconverted, that your name congregation, baptized, name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and unconverted, may that become our need. An unbearable burden given mightily to cry unto the living God to experience what is signified in the sacrament of holy baptism. But now in the scripture, the Lord uses strong language for the unbelief of his children to stress the importance of the sacrament. That is also necessary in our day. Or if we are honest, is there not an underestimation of the sacrament of holy baptism? And now the Holy Spirit in the scriptures, he uses very strong language to stress the importance and the blessings that lie in the sacraments. Thus, a sacramental way of speaking, and wash away thy sins, the soul, oh, as a sign and seal, confirming the washing away of sins. Our fourth point, what accompanied his baptism? And then we read, calling on the name of the Lord. Heard of the form parents, prayer before, the prayer after. Concern that Thanksgiving prayer. Many questions in most of our hearts. If you heard it this morning, we thank and praise thee that thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you give an explanation, parents? Because in that Thanksgiving prayer, then it seems to imply what we read in our text words, washing away thy sins. Then in short, we always tell the parents. But it is so necessary that we may see it receive a little light. And then the question is, when the sacrament was administered in this morning hour, then we have the sign, that is the water. Cleanses the filth from our body. And boys and girls, the dirtier we are, the more importance and meaning that water has. When you are not so dirty, and you are tired at night, then you says, Father and Mother, I do not need to be washed. I'm not so dirty. But when you have become very dirty, then it has more meaning. But what about the seal? And to make it short, when the sacrament is administered, then it seals all the promises in the Bible for God's people. And now, when there may be a child of God, when his faith may be strengthened, when such a one may be given to see that water, and by an eye of faith, to behold that precious blood of the Son of God, that as the water cleanses our body from filth, so the Son of God, the blood of Jesus Christ, cleanses from all sin. And when a child of God, when their faith may be strengthened, then they may say, with that thanksgiving prayer, we thank thee, Father, that thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, calling on the name of the Lord. That is necessary. Also concerning the sacraments, prayer before, prayer during, and prayer after. Parents, may the Lord remember you with your little child and with your children. May it please the Lord to work from generation to generation, where I read in Psalm 103, the verses 17 and 18, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting to them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, unto such as keep his covenant and remember his commandments to do them. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it not simply be for these parents that it was he or she was baptized, but may there have been those exercises, and wilt thou grant those further exercises, Lord, then once more we commend those little ones unto thee, born in a serious and solemn time, where thy judgments are hanging so low over the earth, Lord. There is much spoken of the virus. May there be more spoken of our sin. The wages of sin is death, but also, it is declared, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, wilt thou then remember these parents? Wilt thou spare their child for them, and them for their child? Wilt thou watch over us in the furtherance of this day? Bring under the means of grace in this afternoon hour. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 394, the stanzas 2 and 3. Each generation to the next shall testimony bear, and to thy praise from age to age thy wondrous acts declares. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. A registration for those who wish to follow the Confession of Faith class and were not able to make it on September 27 is scheduled for October 14 at 7:30 p.m. There will be Thanksgiving Day services tomorrow at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. The collections tomorrow will be for the church unless otherwise indicated. There will be a combined youth group meeting on Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. in the Lethbridge Church. And the Paul magazine are at the exit, 394, 2 and 3. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.